This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Brazil is a continuum of culture, a splendid cacophony of sound, a blend of historical and musical pulses. So how do you bring it all together? Luisa Maita does. She's been hailed as the new voice of Brazil. Here she is now, performing live in our studios with her band. This is the song, Around You. That's Luisa Maita performing her song Around You live in our studios. She's joined by Rafa Bujeto on guitar and Magno Vito on bass. They'll all be performing at Regatta Bar in Cambridge tonight. To all of you, bem-vindos. Did I do that right?
Obrigada. Yeah, this is right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to give it a try. A little bit of Portuguese there. That's as much Portuguese as I'm going to attempt. But it leads me to my first question to you, Luisa.
Yes.
This is a song that you've actually written in English. Why?
When I started to come to US, my first time was in 2010 when I released my first album called Lero Lero. I started to talk, and when you start to communicate with people, with Americans, and I started to talk a lot in English, so I don't try to make English songs, but sometimes they come in English.
Yeah.
It's rare. I think I have just 3, maximum 4 songs in English. But I like that. I don't know.
Well, I heard you sing it and looking at your career so far, it seems to me just more evidence of how your sound and your style naturally wants to weave in so many different influences. I mean, and there are so many influences to choose from just in the music of Brazil itself.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about
I think
that.
Brazil has all very many different kinds and different rhythms of music, and artists is totally different from the South, and a lot of things actually. So Brazil is a big country, but São Paulo has a lot of different influences because everybody from the Northeast goes to São Paulo. It's like here that people from all the U.S. goes to New York or L.A. Yeah. In Brazil, it's like São Paulo, Rio de Janeiro. Everybody goes to the Southeast. And so São Paulo has a lot of influences from all the parts of the world and all the parts of Brazil, too. So, you have a lot of things. You have a lot of different sounds in São Paulo. Well, and you have rap. Rap in São Paulo now is really strong. And you have the Northeast, and you have the South, mm-hmm. too.
And well, if I can just jump in here, because, I mean, you mentioned rap, and I want to ask you to sing your next song here in just a second. But off your first album, Lero Lero, you even... You rapped in the sound of capoeira, right? I mean, which is technically a Brazilian martial art, but you brought the music of it into your album.
All the first album, the co-producer of the album, Rodrigo Campos, he played guitar like all the album in the different songs, different rhythms, and we have a lot of. I think it may be the most influencing. In this kind of guitar was Baden Powell. He was a very important guitar player from Brazil, and I used to listen to him a lot. Yeah. And he used to do things like that in different rhythms, Afro-Brazilian rhythms like capoeira, like maculele. Mm-hmm. We have a really strong kind of Afro-Brazilian rhythms, yeah. And this is very interesting, I think.
Well, you mentioned a minute ago that rap is getting very big in São Paulo, and yeah. You've got a song, an original song of yours that includes that influence. I'm wondering if you could sing it for us.
Yeah, sure. Volto a falar, aqui tem dor demais, mais uma que sofreu, perder jamais. E volto a falar, aqui tem dor demais, mais uma que sofreu, perder jamais. If
That's Louisa Maita and her band performing a new song for us live in our studios. That was very beautiful, Louisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, too. It's a pleasure to me.
Now, let me ask you, in the introduction, we mentioned that you are being hailed as the new voice of Brazil. Your music has been very well received. One of your songs was even featured in a video that was used to present to the International Olympic Committee to get the 2016 Olympics to Brazil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What does it mean to you to be hailed as the new voice of Brazil, especially for a country that has such a deep musical tradition?
Yeah, I think my first album was very influenced by Brazilian music, like Tom Jobim and samba and things like that. In the same time, I really like the modern music from all the world, and I think I did well in the first album.
Very well.
Yeah, and I don't know, but you know, it's a pleasure to sing, to compose, make albums, shows. It's so wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we're fast running out of time here, and I want to give listeners a chance to hear you and the band one more time.
Sure.
as we wrap up here. So I should let everyone know that Brazilian singer-songwriter Louisa Maita is here in our studios. She and her band will be at the Regatta Bar tonight in Cambridge. There's more information about their show at our website, radioboston.org. Thank you so very much for coming
in. Thank you, too. It was a really pleasure to us.
Beautiful to hear you, and I'm wondering if you could just play us out on another song. What are you going to play?
We'll play Olé Olé.
Olé Olé. Okay, terrific. So if you could just give us a start, I'll wrap up and you could take us home, all right? So Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Do join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston. But right now we're going to go out with Louisa Maita and her band playing Olé Olé.
Até mais ver. até quem sabe um dia. Onde é que foi na garigariga essa? Onde é que foi?